be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Again, welcome. Welcome to our first of many Holy Week services. We have Palm Sunday today. We see the palms adorning our worship area. We pray that God would bless us as we hear his word and later this week receive the special gift of the Lord's Supper. We continue to have suspended worship services here at Good Shepherd. We thank you for being with us today, whether it's over the radio, whether it is a YouTube live stream, a podcast, any of the various ways that we're providing our services during this very unusual and difficult time. Please note that our regular Holy Week schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evening, Thursday, 12:15 and 6:30, Good Friday, 12:15 and 7:30, Easter Vigil at 6 p.m., Easter services 6, 8:30 and 10:30. All of those will be on the radio, on YouTube, on the various ways that we're providing worship services to the people of God at this point in time. For our service today, our opening hymn is number 442, All Glory, Laud, and Honor. Following that hymn, we will pray Matins. That's on page 219 and following. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. God in the flesh, for us and for our salvation. Ride on, ride on in majesty. Our Lord and Savior Jesus rides on a humble donkey into Jerusalem, going there to die. To die for you and me and the life of the world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the greatest gift the world has ever seen. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. In and through Jesus. Hear us, bless us, guide us, and encourage us during these difficult days. And as always, Lord, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hymn 442.
Thank you.
of Matins, page 219. Page 219. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing the Venite, page 220. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship Him.
We sing together the introit for Palm Sunday.
Amen.
seated. We continue now with our office hymn, 441. Ride on, ride on in majesty.
Testament reading for the Sunday of the Passion is from Zechariah chapter 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. Righteous and having salvation is he, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem. And the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall speak peace to the nations. His rule shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual of the day.
You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Truly God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is a propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is a propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text today is from the epistle lesson just read, especially these words. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, Jesus comes into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday for one reason. For one reason alone. To die. He had to. There were absolutely no other options. He had to go to the cross to bleed, to suffer, and to die. Now, it's not really what Jesus deserved. It's what he had to do. What did Jesus deserve? Well, Jesus deserved very great glory. Even the palms, the hosannas, the cloaks laid out on the road like a red carpet, even the donkey ride are far less than the glory Jesus deserves. After all, he's the King of heaven and earth. He was present at its creation. He's the Word of God that was spoken that brought all that we know into existence. He is, as Handel is famous for putting to music, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Scripture says that at his name every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and even below. Yes, the truth is that the Palm Sunday processional is rather underwhelming, considering who it is that's riding into Jerusalem on this day, especially when we consider why he's coming. He goes on to die. He rides in to die. We just sang it in the hymn, didn't we? In lowly pomp, ride on to die. And dear Christian, he comes in to die in your shoes, to pay the price that you've earned by your sin, by your fault, by your shame, by your guilt. Your sin deserved the death penalty. You are the one who should have been processed in under lock and key, perhaps even chained, tried, found guilty, and executed for your actions, for your sin, for your guilt. Now, Pastor, that sounds a little harsh. Why should I deserve to die? Well, you've murdered. Perhaps not in your actions, perhaps not physically, but you've murdered by hating your neighbors and your family and your former friends. Maybe you've even hated those fellow Christians who on a normal Palm Sunday would have processed in next to your children. You're guilty of this murder. You've murdered in your thoughts, maybe by your words, and you've done it time and time again. It's been a serial action. You've murdered so often you don't even think about it anymore. When you've yelled, when you've sworn, when you've told someone what you really think of them, when you've acted uncharitably, you've murdered. Yes, you. And so God says, you deserve to die. And if that's not enough, you also are an adulterer. You've looked at other people with nasty thoughts in your mind. You may have even spent some of your quarantine time looking at inappropriate things on your phone or on your computer. The news says that that sort of traffic has skyrocketed and is competing with school lessons online and other. You spent your time thinking about these things, pondering them, and maybe even you've acted out on these thoughts, perhaps with another person, perhaps not. You've seen pornography. You've done things you wouldn't want to tell your grandma about, your spouse about. your friends about, let alone your God. What's the consequence? It's sin. And for that sin, God says, you must die. Yes, you. And you've stolen. On purpose or on accident. You failed to return things that you've borrowed. You've been jealous of your neighbor's possessions. You've kept and withheld funds that could help your neighbor in a time of need. Perhaps even in the face of this coronavirus. Been more worried about saving your own skin than helping your neighbor. You've spread lies and gossip. You've talked poorly about leaders, authorities, your neighbors, your friends and your family. You've been less than faithful with your study of God's word in this time. We don't have to get up on Sunday mornings anymore. We can sleep in. I'll catch up on God's word later. You've broken all 10 commandments. You've sinned. Yes, you. And for your sin, you deserve to die. You see, behind all these violations of God's 10 commandments are this. Ultimately, you have not believed in God the way that you ought to. You haven't trusted His word, plain and simple. You've doubted His existence. You've thought you're better than Him or that you know more. You've doubted that He'll carry through on His promises to punish sin, to punish sinners. You haven't feared God the way He ought to be feared. And as a consequence, you haven't really trusted Him or loved Him either. Yes, for you, it's the death penalty. That's what you deserve. You should be chained up. You should be led through the streets of Jerusalem to be charged, to be tried, to found guilty, to be killed as a punishment for your sin. That's what you deserve. It's your fate. It's your future. It's what Jesus comes into Jerusalem to do in your place. He rides in with all pomp and circumstance to take care of your sin. He rides in majesty, specifically to go and to die. He shows up at your trial, in your shoes, in your seat, the place of accusation. And that's exactly what happened. He's accused of your sin. Sin that he didn't commit, sin that you committed. He's beaten like you deserve. He's mocked like your sin should be. That's why you hide it away, isn't it? He's found guilty, as you ought to be found guilty. He's processed back out of town to the execution spot, Golgotha, and there he's crucified as a punishment for you, for your sins, for your guilt. And you get off scot-free. That's what St. Paul says in our epistle lesson. Though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped. But Jesus emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so, dear friends, when we look at the cross of Jesus, the place where he agonizes, bleeds, and dies, we know the truth. It's all for us. It's all for you. In your place, in your spot, in your shoes. It's like Jesus broke open your prison, switched places with you, and sent you out freely on your way, knowing he'd suffer your punishment. In fact, it's actually better than that. Not only did Jesus take your place in death, he also makes you take his place. I don't mean that you are now the unbegotten Son of God. What I mean is this: you are now an adopted child of God. It's the great switcheroo. You get all of the stuff that Jesus had when he took your place on death row. You get life, life to the full. You get eternity, face to face with God. You get peace, you get comfort, you get joy. You are loved by God and in his care again. You get the promise of salvation. You become innocent, washed white in the robe of Christ's blood. You get to feast on the sacrifice that makes you whole and well again, Jesus. And because of Christ dying in your place, God doesn't see your sin. He doesn't hold it against you anymore. Jesus paid for all of it. The adultery, the murder, the hate, the gossip, and the rest. Jesus pays the penalty. And as for Jesus, because he humbled himself to take your place, God exalted him. He raised him from the dead. God highly exalted on him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, Paul writes, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. All is put right. All is made well. Dear Christian, I know that it doesn't feel like it because we're not here in the church building today, because we didn't have the kids wave the palm branches around, because we're stuck at home and nervous and overwhelmed. But the truth is this: this week is Holy Week. This week, we focus on Christ taking our place. This week, we look at the cross knowing that it is for me, for you, for our sin, that Jesus does all the things that he has done. This week, God has blessed us to have the time to watch all the services, to participate as much as possible, to have no other distractions or outside things going on, no soccer practice, no work, no school. This week, we're free to focus on Jesus, to hear the sweet gospel that all of our sin is forgiven. Take advantage of that. Spend time in God's Word. Hear what Jesus does for you. Receive His gifts. And know that Christ comes for you in lowly pomp, riding on to die. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds on Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. This time we continue our service by standing and singing the Te Deum.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Welcome, welcome in the name of Jesus, the King who comes to save us. At this time, we would normally gather our offering and encourage our members to participate in the rite of fellowship. With our suspended services, that's not possible. We thank everyone for their encouragement and support during this difficult time. For the members of Good Shepherd, we are thankful for the many that have remembered the congregation and encourage you to continue to do so. You can drop off an offering here at the church or mail it in. And for those listening on the radio or YouTube or wherever, we're thankful that you are able to participate with us today. We are glad to provide this service and encourage you to support your home congregation during this difficult time. Our service continues now with the prayers of the church. Kyrie, page 227.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayers that are listed online on our news and notes and Shepherd's Voice, we pray for the cousin of Nancy Stepp, who is currently hospitalized in California with the COVID-19 disease. We pray. Almighty God, we give thanks for all your goodness and bless you for the love that sustains us from day to day. We praise you for the gift of your Son, our Savior, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, for your Holy Church, for the means of grace, for the lives of all the faithful and just people, and for the hope of the life to come. Help us to treasure in our hearts all that you have done for us, and enable us to show our thankfulness in lives that are wholly given to your service. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Save and defend your whole church, purchased with the precious blood of Christ. Strengthen your faithful people through the word and holy sacraments, making them perfect in love and in all good works, and establishing in them the faith once delivered to the saints. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your wisdom and heavenly grace to all pastors and to those who hold office in your church, that by their devoted service, faith may abound and your kingdom increase. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Send the light of your truth into all the earth. Raise up faithful servants of Christ to advance the gospel, both at home and in distant lands. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
In your mercy, strengthen newly established congregations and support them in challenging times. Make them steadfast, abounding in the work of the Lord, and let their faith and zeal for the gospel refresh and renew the witness of your people everywhere. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Preserve our nation in justice and honor, that we may lead a peaceable life with integrity. Grant health and favor to all who bear office in our land, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the Governor and Legislature of this state, and all those who make, administer, and judge our laws. Help them to serve this people according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Take from us all hatred and prejudice. Give us the spirit of love and order our days in your peace. Prosper the labor of those who work to bring peace and justice to the nations of the world, that mutual understanding and common endeavor may be increased among all peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless the schools of the church and all colleges, universities, and centers of research, and those who teach and work in them, especially during this time of suspended classes. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in both church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Sanctify our homes with your presence and bless them with joy. Keep our children in the covenant of their baptism and enable their parents to bring them up in lives of faith and devotion. Unite the members of all families in a spirit of affection and service, that they may show your praise in our land and in all the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let your blessing remain upon the seed time and harvest, the commerce and industry, the leisure and rest, the arts and culture of our people. Take under your special protection those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and be with all who put their hands to any useful task. Give them the just rewards for their labor and the knowledge that their work is a blessing in your sight. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your word and Holy Spirit, comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, and those who are living in fear because of the pandemic that surrounds us. Be with those who suffer persecution for the faith. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near. Bring consolation to those in sorrow, and grant to all a measure of your love, taking them into your tender care. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We remember with thanksgiving those who have loved and served you in your church on earth, who now rest from their labors. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints, and bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
We sing now our closing hymn, number 443, Hosanna, loud Hosanna, 443. And welcome, welcome in the name of Jesus. We have several announcements today. And for those of you that are watching on YouTube, not trying to make a joke or be funny here, but I am holding in my hand a roll of toilet paper. It's been almost kind of a joke in our country, the crazy stuff that's been going on, the shelves emptied and hoarding going on or whatever. Here at Good Shepherd, we accidentally received 10 additional cases of toilet paper. We laughed about it. We said, well, we'll just send it back. We don't need a 10-year supply of toilet paper. And then some wise heads said, you know, there's a lot of people that are in need, are short of toilet paper, and would like to help out either themselves or their neighbor. So all week long, we have been distributing toilet paper here at the congregation. And today, Palm Sunday, April 5th, 2020, from 11 o'clock until 7 o'clock here at the church, one of our elders will be by the front door. If you are in need or you know someone who is in need, we have packaged 11 rolls of toilet paper to a bag, and there is no charge. If you would like to make a donation to help us cover our costs, that's acceptable, but we're not reselling it or anything like that. So today will be the last scheduled day for distribution. We'll see what we have left after today, and we'll either send it back or have another distribution later on. So again, 11 to 7 today, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, 3825 Wildbriar. Pull up to the south entrance. One of our elders will be by the door and will be able to help you out with toilet paper. Now, for a little more substantial announcements, Holy Week at Good Shepherd is always a big week. We have worship services every day of the week. This week and this year, with suspended worship services, we will still be providing the worship services, even though the church building will be empty. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of Holy Week, worship services will be at 6:30. They'll be on the radio, YouTube, all the other venues where you can check us out. On Monday, Thursday, we have service at 12:15 and 6:30. 12:15 and 6:30. On Monday, Thursday, we've been without the Lord's Supper for over a month here in the congregation. And on Monday, Thursday, we will have a special opportunity for the members of Good Shepherd to receive the Lord's Supper. You will be receiving a letter in the mail, if you haven't already received it, explaining how we will be doing this. This will take place outside. We will be distributing the Lord's Supper like we do to our shut-ins when we make shut-in home visits. It'll be carload by carload. You'll be entering in from the entrance on Wildbriar. We'll have elders out in the parking lot helping with the flow of traffic and all of that. And so on Monday, Thursday, from 2 o'clock until 6 o'clock, 2 p.m. until 6 p.m., we will be distributing the Lord's Supper again at the south side of the church, enter in from Wildbriar. On Good Friday this week, we have worship services at 12:15. Our Tre Ore service, the 3 hours that Jesus spent on the cross, and at 7:30, the Tenebrae service of darkness. The Easter Vigil will be at 6 p.m., note that special time, 6 p.m. on Saturday, and then on Easter Sunday, worship services at 6 a.m., 8:30 a.m., again, note that time, 8:30 a.m., and 10:30. On Easter Sunday, we will also have the Lord's Supper distributed that way from 8 a.m. until noon on the south side of the church building. And again, Good Shepherd members will be getting that notification. We have been sending out daily emails. If you would like to have your name or address added to that, check with the church office. We've had several people say, you know, we'd like to come in for the Lord's Supper, but we know the pastors are really, really busy. We are not too busy to either provide the Lord's Supper for you here on a private setting or to come to your home if you're afraid to leave the house. For our Monday, Thursday, and Easter Sunday Lord's Supper distribution on the south side of the building, if you are sick, if you are afraid to leave the house, if you are in a high-risk category, stay home. Stay home. And if you would like, we are more than happy to come for a visit and bring the Lord's Supper to you. One last thing, I know Vicar has been taking hymnals to people. We have a radio program called At Home in Your Hymnal, and I think this pandemic has really, really heightened the importance for people to have hymnals at home. We would be happy to loan you a hymnal for this time. Let the church office know, let Vicar know. We will get you a hymnal so you can follow along. We've also been working really hard to get the worship service on our church website page so that you can follow along with the hymns and the readings and all that. So please check that out if you haven't discovered that already. GoodShepherdLincoln.org, our radio station website, thecross957.org, and of course, every one of our worship services that we have here at Good Shepherd, whether it is a live service or a pre-recorded service, 95.7 right here in Lincoln, KNNALP. Lots of announcements. Pastor, what can you add?
Nothing.
You sure?
Yep.
Vicar?
Mailers, what do we got in the mailboxes? Postal mail. What do we send to our members?
We sent the news and notes. We sent the letter about communion. We sent a letter from the finance committee. I think that's what we sent.
So if you haven't checked your mailboxes,
Yes, and if for some reason you haven't gotten that bulk mailing, we did do a bulk mailing, and so we're a little bit dependent on the post office for how quickly that goes out. But if you haven't gotten that by Tuesday or Wednesday this week, just call the church office and we can email you that information as well. I think that's all. Have a blessed Holy Week. We pray that you would join us often for worship here at Good Shepherd, and we join with Christians everywhere, praying to the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that he would remove this scourge from our land in his perfect time. And in that time, keep us safe in his hands and drive away all fear. In Jesus' name, amen.